Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing? It's Trina Mara. Now, this is the only way I'm going to get the name right for our next guest. Have a listen to this.
Karin Zeruel.
Wow. This is how, shivers.
I mean, there's no point in me even trying to cover this up. I'm just going to get it wrong. Karin Zeruel. Am I correct?
Yeah, that was brilliant.
That was
really good.
Thanks. I would say really you good. Spend your life correcting people on the pronunciation of that, do you?
Yeah. I probably could make a montage of the different ways people have said it, but I'm cool with it. It happens. It's a tough name. It looks harder than it is, I think.
It does. It looks hard. You kind of start doubting yourself. Well, you're very welcome to the show. And you're coming to Dublin really soon for Madagascar, the musical. It's going to be on at the Gaiety Theatre in April. Now, everybody will know you because you're a telly presenter in the UK. Mm-hmm. And you also were on Strictly Come Dancing. Isn't it funny how this now becomes part of the CV almost, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah. I'm excited to come to Dublin first. I love Dublin. I've not been in a while, so that's exciting. But yeah, what a change of pace, which is great. Yeah, Strictly and TV presenting, and now I'm Lima.
Yeah.
Show, so that's great. King Brilliant. Julian.
So this is Madagascar. So this is exactly like the movie.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly like the first movie, which is loved by, I don't know anyone who doesn't love it, actually. And if you haven't seen it, it's just a really great, fun family show with a great narrative. And there's also a great party aspect, which I bring, which I'd like to think I bring with Move It. Move It. It's just great for families and for like a friendship night out as well. It's just, you know, you can come with your nan, your sister, your kids, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, just everyone will just absolutely love it, which is great.
I can't believe I'm even explaining this, but there might be one person who's living under a rock who isn't familiar with Madagascar. Alex the Lion is the king of the urban jungle and the main attraction at New York's Central Park Zoo. He and his best friends, Marty the Zebra, Melman the Giraffe and Gloria the Hippo have spent their whole lives in captivity. Now Marty is letting his curiosity get the better of him and he wants to make an escape, which is very, very funny. And I think we all loved watching this with the kids as well. And the music in Madagascar is I like to move it. I mean,
there you go. You got the part.
It's brilliant.
Great explanation of the story on, actually. I struggle to do that sometimes. So well done.
I read it off Wikipedia. Go on.
Yeah, no worries. Awesome stage. We absolutely loved doing it, especially like Move It. And you've got some songs from the film Number Two as well, which we put number one. There's some new songs that you never would have heard that kind of move the story along, which is great. So definitely come check it out.
Yeah, it's very high energy and you've got a lot of energy. Can I ask you, when you were presenting at CBBC, were you 12? You looked about 11 or 12.
I don't think I was that young, but I think I did look really young, actually. When I see pictures pop up, I'm always just like, oh my goodness, I look so weird.
The baby face. I don't think there was a bit of moustache or anything. There was no hair on the face or anything.
I think it started to come, actually, towards the later dates. But I did it for like 6-7 years, something like that. I was actually there not long ago, which was crazy.
Yeah.
And I absolutely loved it. It was quite surreal going back and kind of seeing all the old crew and stuff. But it was absolutely great.
There's a great clip of you actually on YouTube working with the furry hacker. So this is the puppet that you... They say you never work with these because you just never know what's going to happen.
And
you couldn't breathe in this particular clip when Hacker got out the bagpipes. Do you remember that time?
I cannot breathe in it. Absolutely brilliant. I mean, his job for 6-7 years was just to literally make me laugh and kind of mess me up on live TV. And it's just crazy how much I love that dog. Like, he is literally my best friend. He means everything to me.
Do you have a real life dog?
Yeah, he is to me. He is real. I promise you, he's real.
Right. No, I know that. But in real life, do you have a dog?
Oh, no, I don't.
You need to call it Hacker. If you ever get one, it needs to be called Hacker. Yeah.
I will.
So you reached the final as well of Strictly in 2019, as we said. You must be fit as a fiddle. I was only watching there as well to remind myself of some of the dances and that drive that you did. I was exhausted even watching that.
You know what? I think if you look closely towards the last minute, I'm exhausted as well.
Yeah.
That drive is... I mean, I'm so grateful for people taking to that dance so much because me and Amy worked so hard on it. And it's kind of, I don't know, it's what people kind of remember most about my Strictly experience. I'm just so happy we did it justice. And the jive was a dance I was really excited to do. So the fact I got to do it and I got my first 40 of the series of that jive was just insane. I mean, that moment and memory genuinely will live with me forever.
You couldn't get away with being unfit. Sure you couldn't on a show like that.
No, oh my goodness, and even if you are, they will get you into shape. It is crazy. I mean, I had the best dance teacher ever, and she literally just kept pushing me and stuff. And it's a good thing that I got pushed, because, you know, when you're going out Saturday night live to millions of people watching, you kind of want to be at the top of your game. I'm very grateful.
Did you have to eat loads, actually, to keep the energy levels up? Because you're burning off calories so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, if you're thinking about it, you're in the rehearsal room from like morning till evening. Like genuinely, sometimes you're doing 12-hour days. It can be crazy. So yeah, you're just kind of grazing all day on fruits and protein and snack bars, and sometimes a little cheat day and stuff. But you know, if I had like a little Mackey's and I had to do that jive, you'd really know about it. Yeah. The difference would be crazy. It really would.
Yeah. So that was the year that, of course, Kelvin won. He played Andy Sugden in Emmerdale. I always have to say, when we're talking about actors, I always say the character name, who they wear in the telly, because sometimes people don't
exactly
know. But like, you've done,
that is a great guy.
You've done plenty in the West End. So was the telly stuff the start of your career, or did you do all the stage stuff first?
It was actually stage stuff first. Right. I was really young. I started in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang in the London Palladium. Then I went on to the show called The Far Pavilions at Shaftesbury Avenue. And then I did Simba in The Lion King for a couple of years at the Lyceum. So I did West End all as a kid. I was a little West End kid, really.
Jazz hands at the ready.
Yeah, literally. From birth. Onto stage.
He came out with the jazz hands. Lovely.
Yeah, exactly. My mum hates me for it.
speaking of which, have you just had a baby, or is there a baby coming?
I just had a baby, yeah.
Oh, so what did you have? Well, not
amazing.
You didn't physically give birth.
Didn't have the baby. No. My missus did. She's 2 weeks. She was 2 weeks old yesterday, I believe. Something like that.
What are you doing spending time talking to me? You should be gooing over that baba.
No. Literally, I've had a beautiful couple of weeks. And I was up all night with her, actually. So she's had her quality time.
Okay. How's that sleep going for you?
It's all right. She's a funny one. She likes to nap in the day a lot. She's quite nocturnal, actually. So in the daytime, I'm kind of just trying to rest up, and so is my partner and stuff. I'm trying to sleep in the day and then kind of just being up at night, doing a few shifts and stuff. But she's a good girl. I mean, she gets away with it because she's so cute. So
is she beautiful?
Really,
yeah. What did you call her?
Zaina.
Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so I'm just thinking, it probably would have made more sense for me to ring you at 2 o'clock in the morning, because you would have been wide awake.
Exactly. That's the time now. But I've had a couple of coffees. I'm all right.
Okay. Well, look, we look forward to seeing you at the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin this April. Quite a few dates there. I'll leave you with this.
Karin Zerwell.
That was fun.
Thanks so much. It's Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.